Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am wound up today. Everything is really coming into crystal clear focus, confirming all of our previous analysis and adding a lot of new developments to it. We've got Mark Dice of the Resistance joining us to talk about the zombie population and how they're selling people more and more to be narcissistic so they're compartmentalized and don't even care about themselves. When you really become totally narcissistic, you just lose all connection to reality. And you stop caring about other people, and hence no one cares about you, and the world becomes a living Hades. Okay, look at all these stacks of news in front of me. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, if you're a radio listener, just go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to look it all up. Look at this little story right here. This little story right here is out of Der Spiegel, the biggest publication in Deutschland. And it says, former Stasi cryptographers now develop technology for NATO. Remember 7-8 years ago when Homeland Security paid $1 million plus a year for 2 years straight to Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, the model for 1984, to set that up in the U.S., to set up the rollout of the spy grid, the citizen spies, all of it? Well, here's some more news on that today. In Europe as well. This is a Stasi state that is being set up. We're going to be talking about it. Also, I saw a report up on PrisonPlanet.com this morning at about 6 a.m. when I got up. Watson was posting stories. And it was counter-terror operation stops trucks on I-20, WSB-TV. And buried in the article, they admit they were radiating the vehicles with X-ray systems. And, of course, you know about Forbes and others reporting. We told you about this years ago, but now it's admitted. 500 in the latest purchase of mobile X-ray trucks that are at least, according to radiologists we've interviewed and engineers, 10 times stronger than a chest X-ray. And they are driving through every major neighborhood. This is just one purchase of 500. The intel we've got is there's thousands of these vehicles, X-ray trucks, thousands of big surveillance trucks that local police have hooked into the feds that have other electronic systems to pick up everything you're doing. I know the Austin Police Department has three of these stinking things just where I live in a town of less than 1 million people. It is total Stasi. It makes the greatest surveillance police state on earth look like child's play. It's just the Stasi had secret arrest, torture, and suppressed political dissent. But we have more surveillance than they do. And so now, right along with all of that, they're now bringing in the physical oppression as well and telling you it's all being done because of men in caves in Afghanistan. But all the internal Homeland Security reports say it's for gun owners, landowners, returning veterans, people that love America and the Bill of Rights. So I asked Paul Watson this morning to do a detailed boil down on the fact that all over the country, they're not just having warrantless checkpoints, but they have you and your family, and we have newscasts out of New York and other places, with the Army directing people through the X-ray machines that shoot right through your car. And this report doesn't just expose the fact that they're violating the Fourth Amendment. That's a small caveat to the fact that they're now selling the idea that being bathed in radiation is not bad for you. Now, you go back 20 years ago to 1990, the Army report said DU, depleted uranium, was completely deadly, a last-ditch weapon if World War III started, and multiple divisions of armored tanks rolled in out of Eastern Europe into Western Europe. Ground troops would then be served out from the armory, DU weapons, so they could shoot through tanks even with small arms. But they said this is during already a full-bore nuclear war. You only get these out because it's going to radiate and poison our own troops. But if they're about to be killed by a Russian armored division, better they at least die 5 years later or 10 years later from radiation and poisoning. Now they just say, hey, it's not bad. Mercury's not bad. Melamine's not bad. And we're going to radiate you and your family. We're going to murder you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. And when we're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There is no falling back. Because on this battlefield, no one wins. You take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through.
So when you're waiting for the next attack,
I want the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers to see this. If they'll aim the document cam at this chessboard over here. At 1:30 in the middle of the third hour, I am going to basically give you a parallel, a parable, a analogy of the New World Order system via the chessboard. So that is coming up at about 2 hours and 20 minutes from now. Because on this battlefield, no one wins. The globalists, when they're killing enemies with depleted uranium weapons, are also bathing our own troops in the soft kill weapon. It's hard kill when it's first used, but the derivative of it is a soft kill. And we're going to be discussing that coming up. And this article by Paul Joseph Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com, Feds Radiating Americans at Internal Checkpoints. feds radiating Americans at internal checkpoints. Boy, if there was ever going to be a Google search of the day, it's feds radiating Americans. People need to know about this. They need to fight it. They need to say no. They need to understand what's happening. The incredible precedent being set to roll out naked body scanners at county courthouses, federal courthouses, mobile vans, at least 500, driving by without warrants. That's another issue. Bathing your house in at least 10 times the radiation of a high-powered chest X-ray. They've now got super high-powered MRIs that even the New York Times admits is giving people brain damage and cancer, and is so powerful it makes your hair fall out. Well, this stuff dwarfs that, and it's just open insanity. And Italy announces they're pulling out the naked body scanners because they don't work well, because people are rebelling, people aren't flying. The airlines here want them out. The public is saying no to them. It makes the lines longer, and they lie and say there's no radiation, and we now learn it's massive. And they lie and say they're not saving the images. And, of course, they're lying. I told you that a year ago. Now it's admitted. They save it all by design. And, yes, they now admit it gives them a biometric scan of your body for biometric scanning. Doesn't matter if Mel Gibson's running around L.A. in disguises, a fake nose and glasses, or if you're running around in disguise, they've got millimeter wave cameras that have already gone up nationwide. I learned about this 8 years ago. It's now Wired magazine, that from 200 yards away, Wired reports, shoot through your clothes and scan your biometric signature. But how do they get your body scan attached to your name? You're going to the airport. They've got your name. You're next in the queue. You go through. They get the body scan and bathe you in radiation and set the precedent that they're going to do it. And set the precedent that DARPA and Homeland Security and their private operatives and mercenaries are going to fly around with helicopters and drive around with vans, not bathing your home in radiation, infrared radiation, which can just basically see heat sources like grow lamps. This is classic X-rays going through your house at least 10 times a chest X-ray. And we've got the newscast. He's got it linked here from Fox in New York, where they go, oh, the troops have helped arrest thousands for guns and drugs. We have people on the highway drive under this X-ray machine. And it shows people in their cars driving through it. Just 5 years ago, they had these at the border, and they get the people out. They put the truck up on a conveyor system, and they roll it through, and the guys running it get in an armored room and run the machine. Now they just say, hey, troops, hey, state police, hey, Homeland Security people, you're going to ride around in vans with X-ray blasters on the roof shooting through people's houses. Do you know how much backscatter you're being bathed in? You know, going back when they first developed radar in the 1940s, that until the early 1950s, they would have people unshielded in radar systems until they found that most of them died within a decade of cancers. In fact, sometimes people would die within just a few months of being stationed at these facilities. They would joke around at the end of World War II and put their food on a table in front of the radar when they weren't looking for planes and heat their food. They can do that with radio transmitters. Can heat the food. You know how many radio engineers I've worked with over the years that talk about how deadly an AM transmitter is up close? How deadly an FM transmitter is up close? Now, from every length of the antenna, it loses half its power. So after a few hundred yards, there's almost nothing. But when you're right up next to that baby, you're in trouble. Do you understand? There is a strategic operation to tell the troops DU isn't bad, to use it all over the world, even have it in the smallest calibers of ammo, hundreds of different munitions. They know it's deadly. They're using it at target ranges and proving grounds all over the world, outside major cities and small towns. But this isn't just about being radiated. It's about the mindset of the social engineers to be so bold that they roll out with vaccines they know maim hundreds of thousands a year, kill tens of thousands on record, that they know have mercury in it. People complained a decade ago. The media runs a blitz saying there is no mercury in them. But people read the insert and said, here it is, the Marisol. And so they said, okay, mercury's good for you. Oh, China has thousands dying from melamine? We'll just tell you it's good for babies. We'll just tell you it's no problem. Melamine's good. Fluoride's good. Mercury's good. Radiation's good. No, it's not. No, it's not. And it just hit me again this morning at 6 a.m. when I got up and checked PrisonPlanet.com. And I already knew they were doing this. Remember, a year ago, we had state reps on. The governor put a press release out. It's in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. They had Army and Homeland Security checkpoints searching entire highways. And the governor said, you didn't tell me. Get out of here. And they kept doing it. They said, you don't have any stinking jurisdiction over your state, slave. Shut up. Shut up. They have a shooting in Alabama. The Marine Corps shows up. They have a shooting in Austin. The Army shows up. We've got the video of it yesterday. In fact, that's coming up later. I forgot to tell Doug, let's get that select out of the Army, the footage of the Army guys they were following. Let's get that. Get that in queue. Thank you. What does this say about the system? What does it say about the system at the end of the day that they have gone from admitting DU is bad and mercury's bad and all this to just saying, hey, it's not bad? Doesn't matter if their own manuals say it's totally deadly, both from the toxicity, the poison, the particula, and the radiation. Doesn't matter. They just say use it. I mean, just 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when they invaded Iraq, they went into the blast points all over the country where they blasted military installations and had our troops move into those installations, and they would at least have dump trucks come in and dump some sand in the holes so that maybe some of it would get suppressed so all of it didn't get basically picked up and breathed. Now it's reported in Iraq and Afghanistan. They just tell them no problem in, no mask needed, no nothing. Move right into this area. When they blow up a supposed Taliban nest, they don't tell them, don't go in there, we just use DU. They just say, get in there and get the intelligence you can. This is a level of wickedness, and they just do it. And it's part of the population reduction agenda. And so we've got this report up on PrisonPlanet.com, feds radiating Americans at internal checkpoints. Oh, man, this is horrible. While illegals and hardcore drugs flood into the country from across the border, authorities target truck drivers in Atlanta. Federal authorities do not concern themselves with the flood of illegal immigrants and drugs crossing the border every day. In fact, they've announced they pulled the Border Patrol back and aren't even deporting illegals now. They're more worried about radiating American truck drivers at internal checkpoints with mobile scanners that shoot dangerous X-rays through both vehicles and passengers. As we reported last month, a federal government has acquired hundreds of backscatter X-ray scanners mounted in vans that they are now using in randomly scanned vehicles, passengers, homes, in complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, and with wanton disregard for the health and consequences. And they don't hide it now. I knew many years ago this was going on. Now they've got it on the news, forcing your family through it, driving by your neighborhood. Oh, look, we just looked through people's walls. It's land of the free, home of the brave. And it goes to the psychology of they're just openly training us to be poisoned and radiated and biologically killed. The Gardasil and the trials 3.5 years ago killed large percentages of those that took it, maimed others, gave them autoimmune disorders. The new flu vaccine, admittedly, massive increases in Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, convulsions. They just saw it's wonderful. It's wonderful. As an example of their expanding use was reported by WSB-TV yesterday after federal agents from several agencies, including Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, and TSA set up an internal checkpoint on Interstate 20 just west of Atlanta and detained truck drivers for half an hour or more at a state-owned inspection station while they were scanned with a bomb detection device. Officials, they're not servants, they're officials, admitted there was no specific threat to justify the checkpoint. And then they went on to say it was a drill, but then said it was also real. I've seen, we videotaped Army checkpoints in 98 up in Temple. And then the year after that, we were in Temple and they were doing a fake drill. And the troops walked right up and said, you don't videotape my face, boy. I'm going to continue with this on the other side. But, I mean, look, if they can train you to step into a radiation bathing system that records your naked body, why not up the ante and start frying you with chest X-rays? I'd said that was next for the airports. They're not talking about chest X-rays at airports to stop breast bombers. And why stop at chest X-rays? Something at least 10 times more powerful. We'll fry you and your family.
less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
If there was ever any doubt in your mind about just how psychopathic and out of control the globalists are, look at how they've hired the Stasi to set up Homeland Security, the former heads of Stasi. That's in Der Spiegel today over in the EU, but the same here in the U.S. And they're now driving around for many years, but now publicly telling you they look through your walls and blast you with radiation without a warrant. I mean, you can't take a death row prisoner and give them cruel and unusual punishment and radiate them, but the system just doesn't care. They're all over the news today saying, yeah, they're going to start shutting down freedom on the web. In fact, I've got a report here out of the French news agency, and it's only printed one page. You guys print me the whole thing. Internet's creator slams blight of web disconnection laws and basically says the Internet as we know it is being killed. The Internet's creator is telling you they're killing the Internet slowly as we speak. Okay. The time for denial is over. They know we're onto them. They know we're exposing them. They've used the web to get everybody connected and tracked. Now they're going to move to the controlled web. Unless we stop them. It's happening now. And as the neocons are blaming Obama for this, Obama is a sniveling teleprompter-reading puppet, just like they are. This stuff isn't run by Bush or Obama or Sarah Palin or the Easter Bunny. It's run by the Rand Corporation, by the Ford Foundation, by the Carnegie Endowment, by the Pentagon. Our criminal government created the UN. You know, there's a microcosm of Glenn Beck, or really a prototypical example would be McCarthy. And you go back to so-called McCarthyism, he was very useful, and he meant well, when he was just saying it's low-level communists that have infiltrated us. But when he found out the army was funding the Soviet Union, when he found out that our government and the Ford Foundation and Carnegie and others, this is what he talked about, was setting this up to create the enemy and then transfer us into a global government. This is all declassified now. They came out and politically destroyed him. And what does Glenn Beck do? I've really been analyzing this. He's like a modern McCarthy. He exposes the corrupt unions and Cass Sunstein and, you know, tells you they're the top people. The New World Order came out of the United States and England. Eugenics did. Not from the American people, the British people, but from the robber barons, from the British Empire that couldn't hold on to its empire through naked force and came up with scientific systems to control people. This is their words. I had a New York Times best-selling author, Emmy-nominated, you know, researcher who got into the Rand Corporation documents. They let him in. And it's all world government, all total tyranny. And how the elite are going to have immortality. That's their goal. Whether it's real or not, they want a global police state to put it in place so we're straitjacketed down. When they kill our hind ends with soft kill weapons, everybody starts wondering why half the people have cancer. They just will play that out. They're testing, doing this slowly, seeing what they can get away with. Incrementalism. And now they're openly rolling around with these vans, violating your rights and radiating you. American Science and Engineering Company, based in Massachusetts, has sold many of the devices to U.S. law enforcement agencies who are already using them on the streets for security purposes. Without a warrant, the government doesn't have a right to peer beneath your clothes without probable cause, points out Mark Rottenberg, executive director of Epic. Even airport scans are typically used only as secondary security measure. If the scans can only be in exceptional cases in airports, and that's even wrong, the idea that they can be used routinely on city streets is very hard argument to make. Well, I mean, even the people criticizing this are doing it mildly. This is far worse than that. We have warned from the very beginning, everything you see being rolled out in the airports is eventually designed to hit the streets of America because prisoners in their own communities constantly harassed, scanned, and surveilled by the oppressive state. And I didn't just imagine this and then I'm right. I saw Governor Ridge, before Homeland Security even got funding and became a cabinet position, say they were going to have naked body scanners on the streets. They were going to have TSA Viper teams on the highways and in the bus stops and in the trains. And what does the report say about Atlanta? Viper teams, TSA on I-20. They're going to have naked body scanners in the mall to get in a building. Folks, I am so angry that it's freezing cold. It's 68 degrees in this office and I'm sweating. Because at a primitive level, I am threatened by this new world order. At a primitive level, I understand this control grid being set up and I have all their own admissions of it. Oh, it makes me sick. I'm going to finish up on this article and then get into all the other news. It's just... It's a nightmare. And they're telling these cops and people running these scanners that it's not...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What's happening is, psychologically, we're being conditioned, we're being sold to accept anything. Oh, the government hired the Stasi to train them how to spy on you. Oh, they're training your kids in public school to spy on you. Oh, they're training the Explorer Scouts to take on veterans that won't turn in their guns. New York Times, isn't that great? Oh, we're driving around radiating your house without a warrant. And they just do it. Look, these people are in control of the major courts. They're in control of most of the states, the federal government. They're in so much control, Congress can't even find where $28 trillion went. And the system is just literally going for broke here. It's going completely insane. It's doing whatever it wants. And it's only going to get more crazy from here. They're just trying to normalize all of this bizarre scientific sci-fi tyranny and dehumanization as if it's normal. Notice they're all over the news every day now saying, should vaccines be mandatory? They've already tried through color law to say to have a job at a hospital or to be in a college or to be in a public school, you've got to have all these vaccines. It's a lie. So now that people have woken up that it's a lie, they're like, well, maybe we will make you. Trust us. You know, we're always promoting world population reduction, and we've been caught in tens of thousands of chemical, biological, and radiological tests, in many cases that killed U.S. citizens and others. oh, we just, you know, tested nerve gas over and over again and biologicals on our own troops, but it's not their troops. They hate the troops. They use the troops. And now they tell the troops, DU is not bad. So think about this. Do listeners want to make this the number one search term? I mean, I think this is one of the most important ones we've had, but I don't want to continue doing this if it's not going to be the number one search. There's only been a few cases out of 26 times that it hadn't hit number one. And I do want it to be number one, so people then link through to this story. They're like, what's feds radiating Americans? Three words, feds radiating Americans. What is that? What is that? Well, they'll click on it, and they'll find the article from PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, feds radiating Americans at internal checkpoints. Nationwide, you're going to be directed through these. You're going to be put through these at the airports. And they're increasing many times more powerful than chest x-rays. And do they tell the workers, get behind lead shielding? No. That's what's so wild about this. They're training us to just die. They're training us to just come up with the cancers and all the illnesses, and the media just, we don't know why it's increasing. That's what they think of you. They think you're that stupid. In fact, I wasn't going to open the phones up this hour, but I want to open the phones up for Homeland Security, police, military, Border Patrol, people that run these machines. Because I know before they would just put a truck or a car on a big mobile system, and it had rollers on it and would roll it across, and everybody got an armored shelter. Now, and we've had radiologists on about this, they have high-powered radiation machines that are at least 10 times more powerful than chest x-rays rolling around, blasting through people's houses, and frying the people inside the vehicles. I mean, that's a big deal. Not to mention the Fourth Amendment of them looking through your walls. Oh, that East Germany, they were bad. They spied on people. And, again, here is Der Spiegel today. Former Stasi cryptographers now develop technology for NATO. And it goes on to talk about in all these different secret operations, how they've been hired to work with the EU to setting up these grids. And it's the same story 7-8 years ago, right when Homeland Security got set up. For 2 years, they had multi-million-dollar contracts for people like Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. And when I saw that, I didn't believe it, and I went and looked up the federal funding orders, and sure enough, it was there. You can't make that type of stuff up. As we warned from the very beginning, everything you see being rolled out in the airports is eventually designed to hit the streets as America becomes prisoners in their own communities, constantly harassed, scanned, and surveilled by an oppressive state. Mobile scanners for crowds that would be used at football matches and other public events have already been announced, where they just blast everyone, as have proposals to fit lampposts with CCTV cameras that would x-ray scan passersby, undressing them in order to trap terror suspects. Yeah, I saw CBS News in 2001 saying they were already testing them in several major U.S. airports. Passive scanners. Body and vehicle scanners are just one tool authorities, not servants, authorities, plan to implement on a widespread basis as part of our deepening decline into high-tech militarized police state. Homeland Security is already implementing technology to be enforced at security events, which purportedly reads, on behalf of an individual who passes through a checkpoint, malintent. It shows if you may look angry. Facial trackers. The video below explains how the future attributed screening technology, or fast checkpoints, will conduct psychological and behavioral tests in order to weed out suspected terrorists and criminals. And 2 years ago, Homeland Security actually heard proposals and was favorable to make everyone wear a high-powered taser bracelet. Everyone, when you get on board the aircraft. And now, major European aircraft companies are saying that they'll be fitted with cameras in the back seat that listens and records, and everything goes through an AI computer that records everything you're saying and looks for anything threatening. All of you being watched by cameras as you fly with taser bracelets. But let me tell you, that's not even as out of control nightmare as mobile vans violating your Fourth Amendment, driving around blasting your house with radiation. I mean, I can't believe this. And this is only the beginning. Remember Bill Clinton's executive order for the biometric thumb scans that he signed in 1994? It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And I go in and get arrested protesting it, and I hand out the executive order. People said, what's Alex making up? They're not taking blood and DNA to get a driver's license. They put it on the books. They haven't implemented it, and now I've seen mainstream news articles saying, should we take blood and DNA and test for drugs when you get a driver's license? Should we put clinics in? Oh, that's a free society where you go in and have your blood taken, or you have a cheek swab taken of your DNA to get a driver's license. Or they say they could take your hair and test for drugs. Did you ever use drugs? Remember, for 39 years, anyone born in the U.S. or England or Australia and a whole bunch of other Western countries, continuity of agenda, a global system 39 years ago set up to take your baby's blood at birth, and they give the parents a nice little cover story. Oh, we're doing this to check for blood diseases. And, of course, then you ask them, well, why don't the hospital just do that? Why does it go to the health department? It's a state mandate. And I looked right at him and I said, I happen to actually know about this. Here's the secret documents, not even declassified at the time that I'd been leaked. Now they're declassified. This goes into a DNA database. And the nurse is like, well, we know that too. As if because they've been let in on the little secret, it's okay. All part of a culture of lies. Oh, hon, we're just taking the blood to test your baby for diseases. And a year ago when they declassified all that, everybody was calling me going, it's exactly as you said. It's a Pentagon database run by the UN. How did you know it? Because I was sent the information 14 years ago by a nurse in San Antonio. And then I learned that members of the Australian Parliament knew about it and were criticizing it. And I had a member of the U.S. House of Representatives on from Virginia who was criticizing it in the last decade. And you know why it's a big debate in Australia? They're a few years ahead of us in some respects. It was about 5-6 years ago they started announcing in Australia, should Australia use its secret DNA database of all those born in crime investigations? Oh, we just so happened to have this DNA database we didn't tell you about. And Australians went, huh? You have my blood? Where'd you get it? When you were a baby. I mean, think about how sickening this is. Oh, let me continue, though. I mean, if I pulled up in front of your house with a high-powered X-ray gun and looked through your walls, you'd come out and punch me in the nose, you pervert peeping Tom. But Americans are so scared of people in black vans and suits all acting tough that I better not even say anything. There's a van outside X-raying me. I better lick their boots. Thank you for assaulting me with radiation. Thank you, government. Thank you. Thank you, private contractors. And the idiots, because they're given a little security clearance and a little technician's outfit or a black suit and their sunglasses, and they all act in the movies, all build them up as real tough. They're just in there with the backscatter radiating them, and they like it too, because they're on a power trip. And they've made the decision that the radiation's not bad for them, just like they've told the troops, oh, DU's not bad anymore. It's got a 4-billion-year half-life. Pull up the half-life of depleted uranium. I think it's 4 bill, but let's make sure I'm right. But it's no problem. So mobile scanners at football games, CCTV cameras that scan you on the street, body and vehicle scanners are just one tool authorities plan to implement. Homeland Security is already implementing technology to be enforced at security events. This clip shows individuals who attend security events being led into trailers before they are interrogated as to whether they are terrorists. This is concerts, you name it, while lie detector style computer programs analyze their psychological responses. The subjects are asked about their whereabouts and if they are attempting to smuggle bombs or recording devices into the expo. So the message is, if you're smuggling in a cell phone to videotape the concert, that's the same as bombs. See, the message is you're a terrorist. And you just got to not go to football games and go to places that have these. That's why the airports are already wanting to pull them, because air travel's down so much. But the globalists don't care that own the airlines. You know, they print the money. But some of the executives and people don't like it. That's why Italy said they want to pull them out and are pulling them out. The subjects are asked about their whereabouts and if they are attempting to smuggle bombs or recording devices in the expo. proving that the technology is intended to be used at public events and not just airports. Individuals who do not satisfy the first lie detector test are then asked additional questions, and everyone's run through them. And then, of course, this is the new economy, so the only jobs, a lot of the guys going to the concert are actually going to be, well, I run one of these scanners down at the mall, Bill. How you doing? Oh, put me in the radiation bather. I love it. I just got diagnosed with testicular cancer at 31 yesterday. I don't know why, but I like the power. I like you, lucky. The implementation of Checkpoint USA, where citizens are routinely stopped, searched, and radiated by federal Viper teams, is further evidence of how America is crumbling into a Soviet style. The Soviets weren't this bad. Police state where the presumption of innocence until proven guilty is abolished and the Fourth Amendment eviscerated. I thought the Rand Corporation and the Pentagon built this police state up to protect me from the Ruskies. Oh, I'm sorry, they funded them from the start. Privacy organizations and civil rights lawyers need to actively and immediately bring lawsuits against the federal government for unleashing this tyranny upon the American people. It's also in Europe, I would add, as part of a bid to create a chilling atmosphere that ends all dissent and makes the people fear their own government as they are made to prove that they are not criminals or terrorists on a day-to-day basis while a high-tech slave pen is constructed around their entire existence. So let's make this the number one search term. Feds radiating Americans. I think this is a pretty important issue. Three words. We'll put it on screen. Feds radiating Americans. F-E-D-S is the first word. Radiating. R-A-D-I-A-T-I-N-G. Americans. Feds radiating Americans. Three words. And the good news is here that many countries are announcing that they've done the trials, they're removing them. Italy to abandon airport body scanner project, AP. But meanwhile, Napolitano strikes back one day later, pitches plan for airport security in 190 nations, where the U.S. government's even offering money to get them to accept the scanners. There's another report here, body scanner backlash grows. And now in places like El Paso, they're trying to force everyone into the scanners. It's incremental conditioning. Here's Janet Napolitano urges next stage of airport screening. The questions, the interrogations, the brain scanners, the face scanners. That's in CBS News. All announced. Here it is from Homeland Security itself. Secure flight program. They're announcing the new dog training, the next phase, the next row of bigger, sharper Homeland Security shark teeth biting into you and your family. And who's been advising them? Who's been advising? The Stasi have been advising the United States and Europe on how to do this. And what does the RAND Corporation say? What does the National Intelligence Council say? They say it's the U.S. government's policy to merge us into a world government where by 2025 we are all biologically managed by the state to be cognitively enhanced. They're going to drug us. And their cognitive enhancement, they say mercury cognitively enhances you, is being a brain-damaged, servile idiot who doesn't notice that half the people on their block are dying of one disease or another. As they just incrementally turn the poisoning up, turn the poisoning up, turn the death up. Executives are dying. Their kids are dying. They still don't care. They love it. They love dying. The cops love all the vaccines. They love shooting their kids up. They love the radiation blasters. They love, they just love it. They love it. They love losing. They love failing. They love losing their humanity. They enjoy it because they have little fantasy shows with Jack Bauer and other TV programs where they torture people and spy and the government's good. That's television. Now, we put a video out, is Glenn Beck for real, where I say, well, he's moving in a better direction, admitting the world government wants to reduce our population. But he tells you it's low-level communists that are doing it. Communism is only one fake revolution of the megabanks. And Beck's always quoting Carol Quigley. If he read his 1,100-page book or read his other 500-page book, The Anglo-American Establishment, or 400 or whatever it is, he'd know that this guy was given access to the RAND Corporation and to all these other institutions, and he said, we're setting up a world government. We control the communist and the fascist. We fund it all, and we want authoritarian rule, and authoritarian rule is good. The Pentagon runs the communist. The Pentagon runs the Muslim extremist. The Pentagon runs the Black Panthers. The Pentagon runs Mecha and La Raza. The Pentagon is a giant Death Star to take down freedom. The Pentagon hates the troops and tells them DU is not bad for them and uses them as guinea pigs with experimental vaccines. You know, Iraq 1, Iraq 2, and Iraq and the folks from Afghanistan, all three of those wars in 1991, 2003 to now, and of course what's happening in Afghanistan, all of them have tripled the rate of birth deformities and cancer. The children in Fallujah have a 14 times higher rate. And you don't care. You're like, hey, I'm going to wrap myself in the American flag. My wife's going to have a deformed baby, and I'm just going to salute George W. Bush. Oh, thank you for the DU, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, this is hell. This is hell. This is hell being released on us. You understand that? You understand our country was taken over a long time ago. The communists are run by the government.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
I want to thank everybody that's made these Google searches successful. Feds radiating Americans. Let's make it number one. Usually takes about 3 hours. I was just given a Medical Daily article, and this is one of the biggest areas of research is anti-stress vaccines, anti-drug addiction vaccines. They lower IQ. They attack the synapses, the receptors in the brain. It's on record. Here it is. Gene limits learning and memory in mice. And all these big universities, the Pentagon, they're studying the gene CA2, similar to humans, where they can lower the IQ and erase the memories of mice with one succulent injection. Of course, the US IQ has dropped depending on the region, 10 to 20 points. Fluoride does that alone. And people probably can't even help themselves right now. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm here telling you they're radiating your houses. I'm here telling you they're poisoning your water. And a lot of people are like, you're so mesmerized by the television, by all of it, you don't care. And there's all these political prostitutes who'll sell out their whole society, their family. Look, there's no selling out to this. When it's done and set up, it's going to kill us. I had a top researcher on who was one of the only people to ever be given access to the Rand Corporation's internal documents. And it was all world government, total domination, dumbing us down, total enslavement, the end of the family, funding wars, staging terror attacks. I mean, what do you think all of this is about? What do you think this is? What do you think hiring the Stasi is? What do you think training kids to tattle on mommy is? It's pure evil. Deleting a certain gene in mice can make them smarter. By unlocking a mysterious region of the brain considered to be relatively inflexible, scientists at Emory University School of Medicine have found. But then the government, it goes on, is studying how to turn it off. Mice with the disabled RGS14 gene are able to remember objects they've explored and learned to navigate mazes better than regular mice, suggesting RGS14's presence limits some of the learning and memory. The results were published online this week in the early edition of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The RGS14 receptors to hold mice back mentally, John Hepler, Ph.D., professor of pharmacology at Emory University School of Medicine. And all these scientists are good people, and most of them are. They're just hired. They develop the thing to, oh, let's unlock the mind. And the government's like, we could turn the mind off with this. And what does Wired Magazine report that Marshall, the head futurist there, at Net Assessment Office says, they're already testing amnesics on the troops after something bad to erase their memory. Halcyon's one of the drugs. This just goes on and on. These people. Oh, heaven help me. And then I've got this report right here. Internet's creator slams blight of web disconnection laws. Tim Berners-Lee, the man credited with inventing the World Wide Web, warned of the blight of new laws being introduced across the globe, allowing people to be cut off from the Internet. There's been a rash of laws trying to give governments and Internet service providers the right and the duty to disconnect people, he told a conference of web science at the Royal Society in London. The current blight includes French law that comes into effect this year that threatens to cut people off if they illegally download from the Internet, and a new British law passed in April which could see similar action. There's no judge, no jury. They just do it. Including shutting down whole websites. If a French family can be forcibly disconnected from the Internet by a law for a year because one of their children downloaded something that a company asserts with no proof that they should not have downloaded without trial, I think that's kind of inappropriate punishment. He added, I'd like to go on using the Internet. If it gets cut off or for some reason, oh, I don't have the second part of the article. Did you guys print me that? Headline, Internet successor slams blind of web disconnection laws. That's coming up. We got Mark Dice at the 8 after. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're simulcasting a live video right now, and InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com. But the search term we need to get out to everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is key. Feds radiating Americans. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.